Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, the trio of Apple TV+, Netflix, and Peacock are about to be packaged together in a new streaming bundle TV option. The partnership was teased by Comcast CEO Brian Roberts at a conference earlier this week. More details about the arrangement will be revealed later this month, but Roberts promised a vastly reduced price compared to buying the three services separately. The news follows last week's announcement of a similar upcoming streaming bundle between Disney+, Hulu, and HBO Max. We likewise also don't know pricing information about that bundle. The bundle with Apple, Netflix, and Peacock will be offered by Comcast to its broadband subscribers under the name StreamSaver. Although details are not yet disclosed, it sounds similar to what mobile carriers like Verizon have been offering for a while, where you can get, for example, a combo of Netflix and HBO Max at a discounted rate, so long as you subscribe to an unlimited mobile phone plan. As it stands right now, the lowest price you could subscribe to Apple TV+, Peacock, and Netflix would be $23 a month. And again, even though exact pricing information for this new Comcast bundle is unavailable, they have promised a vastly reduced price, suggesting something below $20 a month for all three services. In other news today, a bug in iOS 17.5 is allegedly resurfacing photos that were deleted years ago for some iPhone users. The affected iPhone users say that after updating to iOS 17.5, which was released on Monday, there are a number of pictures in the Photos app that were deleted years ago. The images in question reportedly show up as the most recent photos in the Photos app after updating. So this means you open the Photos app, scroll to your most recent images, and you might see something that you thought was deleted from several years ago. There are a number of reports about this problem on Reddit, and more posts continue to flood in as more people update to iOS 17.5. Some users are seeing deleted images from years ago, while others are seeing images from as recently as earlier this year. By default, the Photos app has a recently deleted feature that preserves deleted images for 30 days. But that's not what's happening here, since some of the images, again, are years old, not days old. Apple hasn't commented on this problem, but it naturally raises concerns about privacy and data retention. If you delete a photo from your photos library, you expect that it's gone forever and will never show up again. Some users on Reddit speculate that iOS 17.5 might have made changes to the Photos app that required the app to re-index photo libraries. Still, even if the Photos app is going through some sort of re-indexing process with this update, there is no excuse for images that users thought were deleted to reappear. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast. Sign up for 9 to 5 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9 to 5 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Rounding out today, Apple announced new accessibility features that will debut later this year in iOS 18 and its other new operating systems. Apple previews these accessibility features for Global Accessibility Awareness Day every year before the next version of its OSs are officially announced at WWDC in June. The big new feature this year is eye tracking, which uses the front-facing camera to determine what element the user is looking at on screen. This allows the user to navigate their device with just their eye, with no touch input required. Users can look at a button to highlight it and hold their gaze for a few seconds to select it. Another new feature is something called music haptics that are designed to help deaf or hard of hearing people enjoy music like everyone else. The iPhone will use its haptic engine to play taps and refined vibrations that synchronize with the music being played audibly. Vehicle motion cues aim to assist iOS users who suffer from motion sickness when using the iPhone or iPad as a passenger in a car. When motion cues are enabled, the device overlays a pattern of animated dots that follow the direction of the vehicle's motion. Apple says this reduces sensory conflict in the brain and can reduce the intensity of motion sickness sensations. Vocal Shortcuts is a new feature that lets users assign custom action phrases to launch shortcuts and perform other complicated multi-step actions when those phrases are spoken aloud. Apple is also adding a new Listen for Atypical Speech option that helps improve dictation and speech recognition accuracy for users who suffer from conditions like ALS or who have had a stroke. CarPlay is also getting attention with new accessibility features. Existing features like voice control, color filters, and sound recognition will also now be available through the CarPlay interface. There are a number of other smaller accessibility improvements coming this year, including new voices for VoiceOver, a new hover typing option that enlarges the current text field, improvements to Braille input, and more. One of the new accessibility features coming to Apple Vision Pro is called Live Captions. Built especially for the deaf or hard of hearing, Live Captions will take everything being spoken around you and present it in written form, all in real time, right on Apple Vision Pro. And in addition to working for live conversation audio around you, it'll also work for audio from applications. So for instance, if you're on a FaceTime call and you're using Vision Pro and have this captions feature enabled, you'll see a real-time transcription of the FaceTime call right in front of you. We've got a full roundup and full coverage of all of today's accessibility announcements from Apple at the links in the show notes below. Again, these features are expected to start rolling out as part of iOS 18, which will be announced at WWDC in June and released to the public in September. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.